Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then Coach Rick Mahorn, Sensation Nasir Khor, and the Detroit Amps look to protect home court against back-to-back MVP Michael Beasley and the defending champs Miami 305. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays on BET.
If nothing else, Ryan Day is at least in good enough spirits to joke about Carnell Tate questions. Welcome to Snap Judgments. It is a Woody Wednesday. That's Jeremy Birmingham. I am Austin Ward. So after practice, midweek, trying to get ready for Rutgers on Saturday, Ryan Day's got his chief of staff, Quinn Temple, off to the side. Hey, can we talk to Quinn? Yeah, Quinn will sit here. He'll answer all your questions about Carnell.
Well, Quinn probably doesn't know the answers either. I don't know that there's been a more tightly guarded secret around here for a couple of years other than this stuff that's going on with Carnell and Jeremiah. But the update for those of you who are watching right now, just to get it, is that there's no update. They are working hard to get back on the field, is what Ryan Day said again on Wednesday night. And again, that will not satisfy anybody, but it is what it is. And what's the point of continuing to talk about it?
Well, they're the two best wide receivers in America.
Oh, that part.
And it will determine whether Ohio State can defend the national championship.
Oh, that.
And there's a pretty big rivalry game in a week and a half
that Ohio State wants
to end. So, like, again, now the point of us continuing to talk about it when there's not a definitive answer and there was never going to be until 11 a.m. on Saturday, an hour before kickoff and after warmups are all done for Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, yeah, we're not going to be able to shine any more light on it. The situation is the same after practice on Wednesday as it was before practice on Wednesday, as it was during the Tuesday press conference where Ryan Day went into all the protocol details and said they were in good spirits and working to get back. They're trying to do the same thing right now. And we don't even know what all that entails because, once again, this is the same situation on this Wednesday night as last Wednesday night. Ohio State got the wide receivers off the field before the media came in. That's not the way that things normally happen, yes. But it was to keep some of the scrutiny and eyeballs and cameras away from Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith, and I 100% understand that.
I understand it. I may not like it, but I understand it. That is what it is. I think that that's the reality of the world we're in. There's gamesmanship. There's obviously other HIPAA rules and other stuff that you're trying to be cognizant of. Then there's the rules of having to put people on the report to begin with. And there's all these rules. And who cares? It's college football. Let's talk about the guys that we talked to tonight. Okay. First thing that was most interesting to me this evening was nothing that anybody out here said, but just things we learned, which is that nobody with eligibility remaining at this point is expected to walk on Saturday, which means Kenyatta Jackson, which means Carson Hinsman, are both expected to not walk on senior day. Now, you can make of that whatever you want. Maybe it means that they'll come back for another season. Maybe they're leaning in a direction. Don't know. That probably doesn't mean anything. But obviously, Caleb Downs, Carnell Tate, Arvell Reese, guys that we expect to be first-round picks, are not going to be walking either. So that's more expected. But it's the guys like Kenyatta Jackson and Carson Hinsman, to me, that are more like, oh, that's interesting.
Yep.
Because that would be directly opposite of kind of what we've been hearing about Carson and maybe his intentions. So maybe it means nothing, maybe it means something. But again, we're just here to tell you what we see and what we hear.
Yep. Carson Hinsman did go into that decision. And I went and I told him, I was like, yo, straight up.
Straight up.
Players can walk twice. We've seen five examples of that happening in the last few years where, you know, if you're uncertain, if you may go, you know, don't miss this opportunity. You've given a lot to the program. Carson Hinsman specifically is a national, both he and Kenyatta Jackson are national champions. They've been in this program for 4 years. They've earned that adulation and you're not going to get that day back. So, and he was like, oh yeah, I don't think he swayed his opinion in any way because his public comments about what his future were going to be was, he went into more detail than I expected him to. So, evaluating the situation and looking, he's like, looking at my position, maybe it would make more sense to come back for another year. Now, that's kind of the reverse of a situation that happened a couple of years ago that caught Ohio State off guard and started a bunch of dominoes at center with Luke Whipler. But I'm getting sidetracked off that. But I think he was pretty open about that. Not that, you know, I think he's more likely than not to go to the NFL, but his public comments certainly suggested the opposite.
Yeah, and on the contrary, or on the opposite side of that, is a guy like Caden Curry, who told me a few weeks ago, if he's allowed to have a fifth year, he very much wants to come back and play with Matt Patricia for another year and continue to learning under him. So, but he's going to walk on Saturday, so to make sure he has the experience in the event that the NCAA's injunctions or stuff, whatever's in court, about the 5-5.
Well, they probably, it's, you know, you can't make that rule and help Ohio State. So they probably will
probably
make that decision like after the NFL players
declare. So we'll see. It's a little game called we'll see. it means little today, but it is still interesting stuff that we are hearing and gleaning from people at Ohio State.
Yeah, I liked, I always enjoy hearing from the Stiles brothers. They're preparing for a very emotional day. Of course, the family's all going to be there. But Tywan Malone and the conversation about his journey, and you know, he's had to deal with yet another, you know, bit of adversity. He was on the travel squad and dressed, but didn't play against Purdue. Working back from injury, you could tell the smile on his face to be trending back upward here, both physically and with his production in his senior year, has been cool to watch for him. Like, been a lot. He's another person that would have been really easy to things are getting tough. I don't know. Yep. Somebody else, other school will pay me. Maybe it'll be easier there. But he stuck with it. Larry Johnson stuck with it. And now you're reaping the benefits of that. And now suddenly it's like, gosh, this is your last opportunity in the horseshoe. And you're in your last 3, 4, 5, 6 games at Ohio State. And you're finally making the impact you want. You wish that you got to enjoy that a little bit longer for him.
Yeah, think about, let's run down the list of guys we talked to. Now, Tywan Malone.
Yeah.
Lorenzo Styles. Sonny Styles. Carson Hinsman. Jaden Fielding. Will Kazmarek and Caden Curry. When you look at that group, every one of those guys has maybe with the exception of Sonny Styles, who his career path has been pretty much what he expected, even with a little deviation, change of positions and multiple defense coordinators and all that stuff. Every other one of those guys that we're talking to tonight, all those guys that are walking on Saturday have all had those moments. They're like, man, is it worth this? Should I still be here? Am I going to get my opportunity? And so I think it's really worth, and I know I'm going to sound like a broken record this week saying these things, but these kids deserve a lot of credit for what they've done. And I specifically want to bring up Tywan and Lorenzo both, because as we were walking off of the practice field and getting wrapped up with interviews tonight, I asked Matt Patricia, I said, you know, you're an NFL guy. Like, who surprised you? Who, when you got here in the spring, has been a revelation for you? Like, hey, that guy has really been even more than I expected. And the two guys he mentioned were Lorenzo Styles and Tywan Malone. And so I think that they just deserve a little extra shout out for that sort of work, because they both could have left. I mean, Lorenzo certainly was a guy that was not likely to leave Ohio State, but it's a not being satisfied with where he was. And he's become a really, really important part of this Ohio State defense. And Tywan Malone, obviously, he misses the game against Purdue. People start to wonder, like, Edric Houston plays well, and then the next week, right out there, it's Tywan Malone as the starter again. So clearly, he's doing all the right things, and Ohio State is giving him that opportunity, and he's celebrating it.
Yeah, and you know, the journeys are all unique for them, and you know, it's a tough balance this week for Ohio State between celebrating these careers and knowing that they're still almost half of a traditional season in front of them. They want to make sure that they are focused. They need to beat Rutgers. They need to win these next two games to get to Indianapolis. They reiterated, of course, that that's their goal. Seems obvious, but it is, you know, worth that reminder. You know that you're going to have to win in the Big House to get there as well. All that's still in front of them. First things first, you beat Rutgers. There was some other players that came up that were not part of the press availability after practice on Wednesday. Ryan Day was asked about Julian Sain. He said he expressed no concern. Practiced fully over the last couple days. He was also asked about C.J. Donaldson, the running back. Missed Saturday's game as well. He's not been as dominant a topic of conversation as Jeremiah Smith or Carnell Tate, and never would be. And it also because the other three running backs made the most of those carries in his absence. Ryan Day said that he has been practicing the last 2 days as well. So covering all the bases there that we know of at this point.
Yeah, I didn't all hear still about subject, Josh Padilla. I don't.
Did not, but he didn't. He walked last week. It was a pretty sizable brace on. After practice today, I saw no brace.
Well, last Wednesday is when I was told about a setback. Nothing today. So that's good news. I think this is just a really interesting week. I mean, honestly, one of my favorite things is like listening to Sonny Styles. Dan Hope from 11 Warriors was asking the guys, what do you want this senior class to be remembered for? I'm sure that'll be on 11 Warriors as a story by tonight or tomorrow morning. And I just thought it was really interesting to see the difference between Sonny Styles' answer. He's like, you know, we're good men, we're good teammates. And then Caden Curry basically is like, we didn't win a Big Ten championship, we don't have gold pants, and that's what I want. So, like,
that legacy's unwritten. Yeah. I mean,
I like that song.
The rest is still
unwritten. Yeah. So I just think it's interesting. Like, all these personalities mesh together in such a unique way.
Oh, you know what? Maybe that's why Ryan Day keeps talking about they have the pen in their hands.
Oh. Big Natasha Bedingfield fan.
Big, huge In Beds fan.
Yeah. I wonder if Ryan Day has ever heard of Natasha Bedingfield. If you said, what's Natasha Bedingfield?
He's the same age as we are. I know, he's definitely like, heard of
it. I think he's busier than we are, though, in the long run.
I don't think he's listening to it right now. I think he probably...
I've never heard that song coming out of the locker room, which would be a banger, to be honest, honestly. After the Rutgers game.
After the Rutgers game, it would be perfect. Get it. It's better than It's Time for War. Yeah.
Anything else from tonight that...
yes.
Let's get to it. Who's the last guy on the practice field?
Offensive last guys off the field. Guess who's back in the corner, right to my right? Tegra Tshibola.
And?
Ethan Onyanwu.
That's right.
Ethan Onyanwu stays in that corner after practice every week. But Tegra, it's been up and down as I've been charting on Woody Wednesday. Defensively, Berm's going to love this one. Guess who joined Caleb Downs as the last player to leave on that for the Silver Bullets? Number six,
Devin Sanchez. But he does that a lot. I mean, Devin has not been afraid to work, despite the fact that people want to already write off his, speaking of writing off, like his career, because he's had some struggles in his first season as a cornerback in the Big Ten. That's going to happen to everyone, just so you know. So we've seen a lot of these guys really take on the mantle of the veterans. And the more you see that, and Tegra and Ethan are especially ones where you're like, neither one of those guys are expected to be back here next season. So the fact that here they are on November the 19th, still putting in that extra work, trying to make sure that they're contributing and that they're finding ways to be impactful, I think it says a lot about them, honestly, because Tegra has been the whipping boy for a lot of conversation over these last 10, 11 weeks. And
you can point at me.
Myself as well. It's not undeserved. I think that's the point. But rather than getting down about it or just slouching off the field and walking away saying, oh, screw it, this is what I've got, like, he's still trying to get better, and that matters.
Yeah, there's still time for Ohio State to get better, which very well might be a scary thought for Rutgers on Saturday.
Did you hear anybody mention the word Rutgers tonight?
Yeah, it came up, I think, once or twice.
It got mentioned generically in the terms of, like, there's another game that they have to play.
Sonny was asked what he's seen from Rutgers.
Which was? Football.
I don't think it was, like, the most in-depth scouting report.
Yeah, I really wanted to ask Ryan Day if there's been any conversation between him and Greg Schiano about the fight 2 years ago, but I didn't really get an opportunity because there was a lot of military folks here, and they like to celebrate the military after practice on Wednesday night, so didn't get a chance. But
let's ask him after round two.
Oh, I think we should ask him on Saturday for sure, if we can get him on the notebook.
Maybe it'll be time to talk about Tennessee.
Maybe.
Who knows? We'll see. We're halfway there, folks.
This was a very generic evening, other than the conversation about the injuries and the senior stuff, because no one wants to say anything other than we have to win this game so that we can worry about the next one. And Ryan Day was asked multiple times. Other players were asked, how hard is it to, you know, not look ahead? And it's like, well, if we look ahead, the next week doesn't matter. If something happens this week and you stumble, the next week doesn't really matter for the big picture of all the goals anyway, except for that beat Michigan goal.
I don't know if I felt like it was generic. I'm not trying to argue.
I want you to argue. That's what this show is for.
I think yesterday there were some elements of, you know, social media fan base that was like, what does good spirits mean? Yeah. Like, well, that's not an injury update. And it was a little bit of a joke. And it's like, so I'm not saying this to joke back. The people that we talked to tonight coming off the field were very much in good spirits. There are a lot of Wednesdays where it's like, man, they just beat each other to a pulp and they're bleeding and tired and not in a good mood. They went long tonight. They were outside again, by the way, just for the record. Last Wednesday, they were inside. This Wednesday, they were outside. But they were like, a lot of these guys, not just the ones that we talked to, joking around, feeling good. And I know that you can take it however you want, that Saturday, maybe they've lost focus. They're having too good of a time. When we've seen Ohio State play its best, they are not uptight. They are not worried about, do we have to be absolutely perfect to win by 40? And so I thought that led to some good insight from some of the players, and Ryan Day as well. Like, just as we started Snap Judgments, sitting down and making a joke. When was the last time you saw him do that?
It's been a while, and I think that it's what you have to do. Like, this, you know,
I say that because there's just this sense that, well, if Carnell and Jeremiah are, if there's uncertainty, like, this season is imploding. And there's no sense of that in here.
I walked away from the table with Ryan. I said, are you getting frustrated with these questions yet? And he said, part of the job, brother. So, like, he knows that he's what he has to do. Obviously, I think he wishes he could say more, but he doesn't want to risk breaking any of the rules or whatever. But it is interesting to see how everyone else is responding, because, you know, I was thinking as Ryan Day was talking, he said, like, this team has done a really good job. Spencer Holbrook from Letterman Row asked about, like, the maturity and staying focused, and Ryan said, we've done a really good job of that. There's been like a 10-minute stretch of the Illinois game where this team lost focus, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I it would be pretty surprising if that was the case on Saturday. So regardless of everything that comes after Rutgers, I think this team is going to be dialed in until that game is over.
Well, we'll find out. We're halfway to Saturday already. Wednesday practice in the books. Woody Wednesday, Snap Judgment style, is now in the books as well. We'll be back on Thursday with three thoughts to get rolling on the beat. Is there talking stuff this week?
It's a home game. We'll find one probably Friday morning, bright and early.
Okay, and then there will be bold predictions for Senior Day. Ohio State, Rutgers. It is a noon kickoff, but not a big noon kickoff. You know, the crew's not here. They're going to be in Cincinnati. It's like a big noon at noon, but I don't really know
whatever
any of that means. But it is on Fox, and I can't wait to be in there for Senior Day. Thanks for joining us on 97.1 The Fan, or 10TV, or 10TV Plus, or anywhere you get your podcast. He's Berm. I'm Austin. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then Coach Rick Mahorn, Sensation Nazir Kaur, and the Detroit Amps look to protect home court against back-to-back MVP Michael Beasley and the defending champs Miami 305. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays on BET.
Yay, yay!